and Joey James Sawyers with JIS Evening News for Wednesday, September 6. Coming up, government lends support to hurricane-affected countries. Pesticide Control Authority urges caution with pesticide use and nomination period extended for National Youth Awards for Excellence. The news in detail after the break.
Attention all real estate professionals. The Real Estate Board invites you to a public forum on continuing professional development. Join our main presenter, Mrs. Sandra Watson-Garrick, CEO of the Real Estate Board, on Thursday, September 7, 2017, at the Girl Guides Association, 2 Waterloo Road, Kingston 10, starting at 5:30 p.m. Admission is free. The Real Estate Board, working together to create safer, more comfortable living spaces.
Now the news. The government is moving to lend support to Caribbean territories affected by Hurricane Irma. A press release from the Office of the Prime Minister Wednesday outlined that Prime Minister Andrew Holness has made contact with colleague prime ministers of affected countries. The government has started a period of assessment and planning to ascertain what Jamaica can do to assist its Caribbean brothers and sisters who have been significantly impacted by Irma. OPM says inquiries are being made into the welfare of Jamaicans in affected islands through the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade. The Foreign Ministry will update the nation on the status of Jamaicans as the information becomes available. Hurricane Irma, a Category 5 hurricane, formed in the Atlantic during the week of August 25. It rapidly grew from a tropical disturbance to a major hurricane that now creates an unprecedented threat to some Caribbean states. These include Anguilla, Antigua and Barbuda, the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, Dominica, Haiti, St. Kitts and Nevis, Montserrat, Turks and Caicos Islands, and the Virgin Islands. The Pesticides Control Authority, PCA, is again urging Jamaicans to use pesticides safely. Registrar of the Pesticides Control Authority, Michael Ramsey, says instructions are provided on labels guiding correct usage and indicating the required protective gear. He adds that no pesticide should be considered safe. Therefore, every precaution must be taken to prevent misuse.
What the label says about safe use of that particular pesticide product, it's important to follow it. This especially applies to personal protective equipment, and it's not just people who are in agriculture with big farms who have to protect themselves against the pesticides, but also people who have backyard gardens, flower gardens, and they are using pesticides.
Mr. Ramsey was speaking in an interview with JIS News. 33 clerks of court, judges, policemen, and prosecutors are benefiting from a clerk induction seminar as part of the reform agenda to develop and upgrade the justice system. Justice Minister Delroy Chuck says the capacity development seminar also serves to finalize a guide for clerks of court to carry out their functions. The guide will help to boost consistency and quality delivery of service.
The criminal justice system is overburdened. The backlog is such that the courts are bursting at the seams. And in many courts, every week, you can see that they're at the point of collapsing. And unless we find an alternative way to deal with the huge number of cases which actually get into the parish courts and into the circuit courts, we will never be able to resolve and really settle these matters appropriately.
The training forms part of a systematic drive to dispose of the majority of cases by way of guilty pleas in the courts and reduce the backlog in the system. The 3-day workshop was organized and facilitated by the Justice Undertakings for Social Transformation Just program, a bilateral project between the governments of Jamaica and Canada. And nominations have been extended for the Prime Minister's National Youth Awards for Excellence. The deadline is now September 15. Senior Program Development Specialist in the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information, Kevin Campbell, says over 100 nominations were submitted up to the original August 31 deadline.
We are satisfied with the responses thus far. However, there were some categories that we believe a few more nominations would be necessary, in particular the sports category, agriculture and journalism. The nominations were a bit few in those categories, and for that reason, the nomination process was extended.
Nominations close on September 15. The Prime Minister's Youth Award for Excellence is open to young people aged 15 to 29 years who have excelled and contributed to national development in several fields. That was JIS News. I'm Anjoey James-Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.